Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, was recently approached by a high schooler for advice on becoming a food writer. She tells 88.5's Dick Stein what she said.
Now, let me get this straight, Nancy. A high school guy called you up and wanted you to be his mentor. Is he sure that he's thought that all the way through?
Stein, I'm just a legend in my own mind, right? When it comes to food writing and restaurant criticism, I think that most of the people who do that are just too busy actually working.
But not you.
20 plus years of that was enough for me. I did the same thing myself, a senior project. Only I didn't write restaurant reviews. I spent 2 weeks in a Philadelphia kindergarten class.
And what did you learn there?
I learned I didn't want to be a kindergarten teacher. So I was happy to lend my expertise to Teddy.
Well, what kind of advice did you give him?
I told him he should read Will Write for Food by Diane Jacob, Ruth Reichel's seriously fun memoir, Garlic and Sapphires, and to watch the documentary City of Gold about L.A. Times restaurant critic Jonathan Gold.
What else you got?
Read restaurant critics like Pete Wells in the New York Times, Bill Addison, the national critic for Eater, and Tom Sietsma at the Washington Post, John Kaufman in the San Francisco Chronicle, Hannah Raskin in the Post and Courier in South Carolina, Brett Anderson in the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and certainly our local writers, Providence Cicero and Bethany Jean Clement, Angela Garbus, Alicia Vermillion, and Naomi Tomke. I wanted him to look at the style and substance differences, like how does one restaurant critic's voice sound or read differently from another's? Are some critics matter-of-fact or more serious, others more entertaining or funny? And is star rating a restaurant important, or is it just better to let a reader appreciate the story? Like showing and telling all of that in the review.
Okay, well, that's what he should read. What is he actually doing?
He is putting together restaurant reviews and putting together a website. Everybody thinks it's the best job in the world.
But it really isn't because...
You know, for me, the hardest part was you having to be honest and criticize people who are trying their best to have a business, have a viable business. And it's a business that's hard enough as it is.
That's why I thought I could never do it, because I would never want to hurt anyone's feelings, even if the food was lousy.
Of course, service and decor play into it, and food. So it's all of those things put together. But here's the thing. Everyone is a restaurant critic these days. And we mean this not just because of social media, but really think about it. Aren't you a restaurant critic when you go into a place and then somebody says, hey, have you been to that new joint? And you say,
I loved it, or I can't stand it.
And then you go into the reasons why.
Now that you bring that up, I don't think anyone has ever asked me, have you been to that new joint? So the only criticism that I employ is if I go to a restaurant and they don't like it, which hardly ever happens, I just don't go back.
One of the most amazing stories for me that I ever wrote at the Seattle Times was when restaurant service goes south, because I asked people what they do when service is bad, and 9 out of 10 of them agreed with my husband, who said they will just never go back, which is what you just said.
I don't feel it's my job to do their quality control.
I disagree. I mean, I think it depends on the circumstances, and I think that comes from all those years when I waited tables. I know that a restaurant can have a bad day. I know that if a restaurant just opened, you can't expect things to be perfect. I used to wait 2 months before I went to a restaurant to review it.
Yeah, now they wait 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Well, we haven't disclosed it up until now, but Teddy has been present for this whole conversation. So, Ted, anything you'd like to add?
With KNKX food talker,
Nancy Leeson,
he's Dick.
Forget writing, kid. The real money's in sales.
Stein.